Welcome back to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. Hey, the numbers are in. Congratulations again to the team at Agribition. It was a record-breaking edition for the 54th edition of Agribition this year. 151,000 visitors. 151,000 visitors in the week. That's the largest Agribition to date. So clearly shows the health of agriculture, not just in our province, but our country. And of course, this draws people from all over the world. So congrats. Here we are a few days past Agribition. They wrapped up on Saturday, but boy, checking the receipts and seeing over 151,000 people attended the event. That's great success and congrats to them. You know, the other day, chatting with a buddy of mine, and he says, what did we do before we had the ability to Google weird facts? Because he was talking about, you know, he doesn't ever now watch a TV show or a movie the same way, because inevitably, whether it's the actor or actress on the screen, whether it's something that's being talked about, you quite often you're grabbing your phone and you're going to Google. Or are you now using an AI tool to do your searching? That's happening more and more. AI tools like ChatGPT giving people those quick answers and explanations and even decision-making. And in many cases, taking the place of the more traditional search engines like Google. What does that mean for the future of searching information, of digital marketing, of how businesses reach their audiences? This is something I recently saw a fellow by the name of Kevin Roy talk about. He's a digital marketing strategist. He's the CEO of a company called Green Banana SEO. And I'm happy to say we've connected with Kevin in his office just outside of Boston today. Kevin Roy, thank you so much for taking our call.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Is Google going by the wayside? I know the talk that I heard you on recently was talking about the death of Google. Can you talk about that?
So I hear that a lot, and I know it's a great byline. I think there's a lot of really, really, really smart people at Google that are going to make sure that that doesn't happen. Like they just brought on Demis Haviscus, who was a absolute genius to run their Gemini AI program. And the latest that has come out about a week ago is that Gemini is now ahead of ChatGPT, but they are neck and neck. ChatGPT has been around for a little bit longer. And usually the longer that these engines are around, the smarter that they get, because mm-hmm. they're teaching themselves to get smarter, which is good and scary at the same time. But, I think chat is definitely stealing some market share from Google, but I think there's a lot of people, like I said, at Google that are going to try to ebb that.
Let's talk a bit about SEO. That's search engine optimization. You are the CEO of Green Banana SEO. What is this for people that maybe don't completely live in this world and understand what SEO is all about? Why is this important, Kevin?
Well, so SEO is really, you know, pre-answer engines coming out, SEO is about getting ranked high on Google when someone searches for what you do, how you do it, or what you're selling. So you're ranking in the top of the search engine, so you don't have to pay, like, you know, Google Ads for clicks or Facebook for clicks if people can find you.
So talk about how your company does this work with different companies to strategize with them to make, because it's, I mean, this is a world where every little bit of advantage can help. And this is a big one, because this is the place where people are maybe going to first find your business.
So one of the things that we do, and we have a theory that is supported by a lot of people that I know in the same industry. I'm part of an SEO mastermind group, and we meet weekly to talk about this. And the hypothesis is that Google hides its results in plain sight, so you just have to be able to decipher it. So, well, the first thing that we do with someone is try to figure out what keyword phrases that they want to rank for, and then we have software that will go in and say everyone on that's beating you in the rankings has an aggregate mix of this type of keyword relevance, and then we just have to replicate that. So it's really about building relevance on your site for the keyword phrases that you want to rank for, and then getting relevant links that are pointing to the same pages that you're trying to rank. Mm-hmm. And that fortuitously is 80% of what you need to do to rank in ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, and Claude. That's really the base for it. So if you're doing that stuff, you've got a great leg up.
And that was going to be my follow-up question, Kevin, is maybe explain what is the nuanced difference? Is, you said, okay, that's a good foundation, but how does something like an AI search engine take it a step further?
Sure. So I think it's important to, before I say that why it's important, as of June, I read a report that Dun & Bradstreet put out that 60% of Google searches are resulting in a zero-click search. So that means that people are getting the answer in that top box, and they don't need to click onto the website. Whereas before AI came out, you had to click on the blue links to figure out, you know, how to get more information. So it's important that you have your site ranking in Gemini, Claude, Perplexity, ChatGPT, so that when people say, you know, where can I find the best pizza in Boston, that you are popping up in that. And the base of it, as I said before, is making sure that your content is relevant to the keyword phrase that you want to rank for, and that the links that point to your site are relevant to the keyword phrases that you want to rank for. For example, getting a link from the NBA is going to be super cool for me, but it has nothing to do with SEO, so it's really not going to push any relevance to my site.
Right.
The answer engine optimization piece of it, and your ranking in ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, and Perplexity, what you need to add to that are little snippets of information, because they are looking for really quick answers. So have a summary on the top of all the pages that you're writing. Have an FAQ on the pages, because that's they're returning bite-sized pieces of information. And then finally, if you know what schema is, which is the code that's behind the website, putting very complete schema on the page. And that, for people that don't know how to code, that's a little bit confusing. I'm about to launch a page on my website called Schema Mountain, because I'm a skier, and it has all the different types of schema, and there's like the green trails, the intermediate trails, and then the expert trails. So you can go there and just, it's a whole cheat sheet.
Kevin Roy is my guest, CEO of Green Banana SEO, and your website, greenbananaseo.com, correct?
Correct.
Good stuff. Well, is there anything, Kevin, and I... trying to phrase this question in a way that makes sense, but what I think what I'm trying to ask is, are there things that people might have done through search engine optimization under kind of the older, more traditional search engines that might be a misstep in the AI era?
So I think the only thing that would be a misstep is doing, I don't know if people know what black hat is, but basically trying to scam Google into ranking you high, because the answer engines have figured all that out. I think I talked about relevant links before. So getting a highly relevant link that points to your site really, really helps in SEO and answer engine optimization. You and I, we can go to Fiverr and buy 10,000 junk links that point to the site. That used to work in SEO. Now it's just going to hurt you.
There's a question that came in here. You've referenced a couple of times answer engine optimization. What's the difference between search engine and answer engine optimization?
So there's actually three acronyms that are important. So search engine optimization is old search. So when you're doing a search on Google and you see the blue links down the bottom, that's a search engine. Answer engines, or ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, Sonar, the AI tools are returning bite-sized pieces of information on top. There's answer engine optimization and there's generative engine optimization. I know that sounds confusing, but answer engine optimization is the authority piece of it, which is the highly relevant links or sites pointing to who you are. Generative engine optimization is how stuff is written on your page. Mm-hmm. So with the big difference between the AI tools and search engine optimization is the AI tools want to trust and verify. So they want to find relevant information, and then they want to prove that that relevant information came from a credible source.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Roy is my guest, digital marketing strategist, CEO of Green Banana SEO. Before I let you go, we have talked about, you have your traditional search engines. Now you've got AI-generated search engines. Is there a way that, you're advising your clients to set themselves up for success on whatever the future might bring? Is that even possible in this world?
Oh, it is. It sounds overwhelming, but when you really get down to the basics, it's not. So the most important thing with SEO and answer engine optimization is making sure that your page is relevant to the keyword phrase that you want people to find you for. A thing that everyone can start doing today that is a great hack for the authority piece of it that I mentioned is that every piece of content that you write, it's really going to be helpful if you put an author to that page. So every piece of content that you write needs to be credited to an author. And all you have to do is create an author bio on your website and link it to the link it to the page that you've created, giving yourself credit for that. And then a great authority hack is to link your LinkedIn bio to your author page, because that is a very popular website that the answer engines trust. And you say, I'm an author, and you link it to your author bio. And if you write an article, you link your author bio to that page. Mm-hmm. That is called an entity stack. It's simple. Anyone can do it. And that's really going to help move the needle.
It's fascinating stuff, Kevin. I probably could talk to you for 2 hours on this, but I appreciate you giving us some time out of your day. Again, the website, greenbananaseo.com. Kevin Roy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's fascinating stuff. And, you listen to Kevin talk about ways that you can optimize. So this is not necessarily the people that know you, know your company, right? Evan Bray Industries, and search you out that way, but they're looking for a company that performs whatever the service is that you provide. This is what we're talking about. How do you optimize your results coming up when someone is looking into a search engine? It's quite intricate. Although, as I said to Kevin there, and he points out so well, there are some very simple rules that you can follow. That website, by the way, greenbananaseo.com, is great. They've got all kinds of tips and techniques there for sure. So in terms of website development and things that will help you get the customers to your website that you're looking for, they provide a great service there. I heard him doing an interview here a couple of weeks ago and thought this is a guy that would be great to have on our program. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.